Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast with Find Your Voice with Alessandra. It's been a while since I've made a podcast. I am in the middle of the Find Your Voice Masterclass series. It is so much fun. I am loving all my participants and all the play that we're experiencing together. I'm just loving it. I'm loving the growth, the aha moments, and just the camaraderie, the coming together, the oxytocin. Today I wanted to talk about curiosity. So something that I've noticed with my students is there's a lot of curiosity in general, where people are wanting to have more awareness of their sound of their voice. But I also notice hesitation, because there's also this sense of, okay, I have to know this first, then that, then this, then that, in order to get started. I don't know about you, but I've been guilty of that, of like feeling overwhelmed, like, wow, there's so much information and I don't have this skill, but I want to have this skill, but I don't have this skill, and how do I get this skill, all that kind of stuff. And that can be overwhelming. It can also feel like, I have to wait in order to know X, Y, Z before I even can just sing. So I was reminded of a dear friend of mine, actually, who is a brilliant director. And I remember having a conversation with him years ago about his knowledge. And I just was blown away by his knowledge. And he basically told me it was because he was curious, because he would listen to singers. He was fascinated by artists. He would watch films. He would, you know, read documentaries. He would do all these things that just feasted upon his curiosity. And he became an expert and is incredibly successful because that's who he chose to be. And so I want to encourage anyone who is studying singing or who wants to sing to just start where you're at. Listen to people that really inspire you. Sing along sing along with the radio. It's so funny that I say that, because I was told not to do that when I was first starting to sing, and I understand that perspective as well. But I think it's important to just sing and listen to other singers you admire. Listen to what inspires you, what you're drawn to, and then just sing. Hear those notes. Imagine it's you singing it, that if you're hearing someone else do it, imagine it's you. Yeah, and then just embody that, and the skills will come together as you continue to be curious, as you continue to just be the singer you desire to be. Skills will come together. You will develop them. You will seek after instruction for them, perhaps. Or you will just experience the sense that, yep, I got this, and you just keep exploring and enjoying your singing. So I would just encourage you to not stop yourself if you have the desire. You know, even if you're singing in the shower or you go outside in a field and you just start making sound, just sing your song. Just sing you. And see how you're moved, how you're led, what steps you are moved to take. I think that's so important, because I can look back and see in areas of my life where I just felt so overwhelmed that I just stopped trying. you know, and obviously I have a different approach now. So maybe I've looked at those areas and changed my experience, decided that I changed my experience. And so I just want to encourage you, how can you sing your song today differently? Or how can you sing your song and just let yourself sing your song, even if it's not perfect, even if you miss notes, it doesn't matter. Where is your passion coming from? How can you let your passion sing itself? So I want to hear how you are going to play with this message for you today, and I would love to know what your high note is. Have a great day!